in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We want to welcome you to today's program and pray that you are having a wonderful, marvelous, stupendous day. I looked here at the date, and man, April is almost gone today and tomorrow, and that's it for the radio program. Next time we'll be in May, starting on Monday, and May is just such an incredible month. Yesterday started off a rapid sequence of celebrations. Pray that I don't gain too much weight. If you pray real hard, pray that I lose some weight. It's either that or I'm going to have to lay hands on my scale and do something to it to make it read better. I saw somebody who they had taken a scale box, and the scale box had a certain number on it, and they posted a picture and said, "Hey, I finally got down to my goal weight," and it showed themselves and they were standing on the box, not standing on the scale. I'm thinking about making a sticker or something so it would give me the reading that I want. But anyway, if you need some outside work done on your sprinkler system or your landscaping or anything like that, I want to recommend my friends at Coastal Image Landscapes to you. Dan and his team do a great job. That's who I have dealt with. They've done some work for me at my home the project just continued to expand. Every time we thought we had reached a stopping point, found out we hadn't, and they were great as far as continuing to come out and get us up and running. So we needed some work done at the church, and the people that I called were Coastal Image Landscape, so that they could come and take care of our situation. Our situation at the church was different than the situation that we had at our house. The sprinklers that we had there were getting stains on our building, and we had already cleaned it a time or two since we had painted the building not quite 2 years ago, but it was still discoloring it really badly and things like that. So we talked to Dan, and his team came out, and he came out and said, "Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to put this in the system. We'll do this over here. We'll reposition your sprinkler heads, and we should be good to go." And I'm telling you, I don't think that there's a project too big or too small. And one of the things that he told me is we try to give people a great result and know that we're going to treat them in a very fair manner. And so give the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes, here's the number that I have for them, 321-208-2281. And tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. The first time I ever met Dan, he walked up, he heard my voice, and he started telling me about the things that I was saying on the radio program about my family and all of that. So I knew that he was a listener at that point, and I will tell you, they've been a blessing with our projects, and I know they'll be a blessing to you. They've been a blessing to Merritt Assembly of God. So today we're going to be going back to Isaiah chapter 45. We're working our way through this. At the pace we went yesterday, we should be done by, April. We should be done by June, July. We won't be there that long. We're going to pick up the pace a little bit today. Verse number one says this: "Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel, for Jacob my servant's sake and Israel my elect. I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. So we were in verse number one yesterday. Today we're going to start at verse number two, where God is speaking prophetically through Isaiah to Cyrus, who is decades away from being born yet. And it says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. There is no place that you will ever go that you will not find that God has not already been there and prepared that place for you. I remember one of the transformative moments in my pastoring. And so I'll set the stage for you. When we came to Merit Assembly of God, there wasn't any money, none, zero, zilch, nada. And not only that, but the day that I was handed $0, I was handed hundreds of dollars of bills that were due by the end of the month. And I was not independently wealthy. I'm still not independently wealthy. So we started off with a serious financial issue, and there were a lot of repairs that needed to be made. The person that appointed me came over and visited, and the doorknob to one of the buildings came off in their hand when they were coming to meet me on a Sunday morning. I didn't know it. They were just dropping in. Great person. And so, 1 year his successor came over, and I told them that story, and I presented them a doorknob. Said I just felt like every district secretary should have a doorknob after their visit to Merit Assembly of God. Just a little different. But the church owed some money when I came. The district paid it off, and then I had to pay it back. The church had to pay it back. And with all of the repairs that needed to be done, we realized that we did not want to go back into an indebted situation. So we paid for our projects as we went. And so at the beginning of the year, we always started off in the hole. Our building insurance comes due just shortly after January the 1st every year. And so we would swim upstream. If we did a project, we would swim upstream financially all year till we tried to get to the break-even point at the end of the year. And 1 year God spoke to me, and I mean, this might not be revelationary truth to you, but it was to me. And he said, Bob, did you know that I can provide for you the funding that you need in advance? I don't have to provide it on the back end. I can provide it on the front end. And I was like, that would be awesome. And I will tell you that that was the beginning of one of the most peace-filled years that I had as a pastor financially in the first 20 plus years that I was the pastor. It was great. And I tell you that story to tell you that God goes before you. He provided salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ before you ever sinned. He provided healing for your body before your body was ever sick. He ordered your steps and directed your path before the foundations of the world, the scripture says. So he has gone before you, does go before you, so he knows what you are getting ready to face. Whereas I went on a roller coaster and I had to ride that the first time with my eyes shut because of the rain, I don't want to live my life without knowing that God has already prepared me for success no matter what I face. So I want him to, like he told Cyrus in verse 1, I'm holding you by the hand, I'm going to lead you victoriously, and I'm going to go before you. Before the children of Israel went into the promised land, he already was prepared for them to succeed before they ever got there. So, wouldn't it be wise if we stayed in close communion and close contact with the God who goes before us? Because he already knows what we're getting ready to face. Do you realize that he's already prepared an eternity for you, that you and I, we just have a small glimpse of what that eternity is going to look like? Okay? No matter what you think you know about heaven, it's going to be greater. No matter what you think about hell, it's going to be worse. So make sure that you do life with Jesus, because he's already prepared to go through life with you. And you and I, we need him to succeed. The second thing that it says, I will go before you and I will make the crooked places straight. So there's a proverb that says, can that which is crooked be made straight? And in human terms, that's pretty impossible. But in God terms, it's very achievable. And so whenever I see a crooked spine, can a crooked spine be made straight? Absolutely. God, you can do it. If you have a dent, can that be made straight? Yes, it can. Can arthritic fingers be loosened? Yes, they can. I believe in a God who is able to make the crooked paths straight, not the crooked places straight, not just physiologically, but geographically. It's a straight and narrow way that Jesus wants us to live our life. Now, on the bottom of my Bible, there's a couple of footnotes, and it talks about in some places that phrase, and make the crooked places straight, is worded this, I will trample down the walls. And that works for me too. I mean, if God goes before me and he brings down the barriers that are inhibiting the path that God wants me to go, I'm okay with that. I like that one too. The Latin Vulgate, for the same section translates it, I will humble the great ones of the earth. And that works for me as well. I don't know if you've ever met a person and you said, boy, that person's arrogant. I have. There's been times when I've been arrogant. You and I, we can't afford pride in our life. God hates pride. He hates it in the church. He hates it out of the church. God hates pride. So several years ago, a person was asking me about two very high-profile individuals. I said, well, the choice there is kind of difficult. I said, one is arrogant and the other's a liar. And they kind of shook their head and I said, it's true. I said, the Bible says God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble, and he hates liars. Those are two things that made God's most despised list. All liars are going to have their part in the lake of fire. He opposes the proud. And so the good news is Nebuchadnezzar is proof that an arrogant person can be humbled and be used by God. A liar speaks the devil's native language, and they're going to have a huge encounter with the living God to be delivered from that. So anyway, it goes on and it says, I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. So we're here in Isaiah chapter 45. We're now in verse number 2 and 3, where God has talked about he's going to give Cyrus access to the kingdoms of enemies. He's going to cause Cyrus to be victorious against all odds. He's going to cause him to be victorious where defeat seems inevitable. And then he says, I'm going to give you access to things that have been concealed. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. You know, the things that people really value, they don't put out there for everybody to just apprehend, lay their hands on, and walk out the door with. They generally hide those so that they can come back at a later time and they can get them. And God tells Cyrus, he said, look, I'm getting ready to give you treasures and riches that people thought that they were going to be able to keep from you, but they're going to fail. And those riches, those treasures, are going to come into your life. Several years ago, I was asked to pray over the business community during the National Day of Prayer. And because my brain doesn't work the same way that everybody else does, I wasn't just going to pray for the business owners or anything like that. How many of you spend money? That's business. Business is buying, business is selling. And I said, this is the way that I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you like I pray for my church, and that is this. I pray that God blesses you into the highest tax bracket. There are a lot of people who complain whenever they have to pay too much in taxes. I want you to recognize that you didn't get to that highest tax bracket without the blessing and the favor of God on your life if you're a believer. That's indicative of the favor of God. Now, I will also tell you this. There is treasure that is greater than money. There is riches that is higher quality than the balance in your bank account. And so a treasured relationship would be absolutely fascinating. The riches of good health and a sound mind are a tremendous blessing. God wants to bring the... What kind of spiritual balance sheet are you carrying? See, a long time ago in a land far, far away, I was serving on staff at this church, and the pastor decided he was going to have a question and answer session, and during that session there was a question that was answered, and I'm kind of a simple guy. I like to give easy to understand answers, and there was a discussion about God said he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and yet we don't see all of flesh having an experience with the Holy Spirit. What do you have to say about that? And I said, You know, I work a long ways away, and I came out of the store one day, and it was pouring down rain, and there were two types of people that were coming out of the store that day. There were the people who were experiencing the rain, and there were the people who were throwing up their spiritual umbrellas to protect them from the rain. And I said, don't throw up your spiritual umbrella when God's wanting to saturate you in the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, when he's wanting to saturate you with your word, with his word, when he's wanting to saturate you with healthy relationships and all that. I said, then let the heavens, the windows of heaven be open that he can pour out upon you a blessing that you don't have room enough to contain. There was a guy that told my wife, said, you know, when I look at your husband, I don't really expect to hear much out of him. And then all of a sudden he opens his mouth and something profound comes out. And it's like, oh, well, you know, and I really wasn't much to look at back then. I had an unruly hairstyle. Let's put it that way. But the spiritual wisdom that people are depriving themselves of, that God has listen, why would he go before you? You say, how has he gone before me? Did you know that it wasn't that many, that long ago that that nobody had access, or very few people had access to the written word of God? You didn't have bookstores. Things were written in scrolls. They weren't mass produced. They were individually produced. And there were people who fought to keep the word of God out of the hands of the people. People died so that you could have the word of God. God has gone before us so that the word is available in hard copies. I'm sitting here. I've got my preaching Bible out in front of me. It's not that I have to have super giant print to be able to read the word of God. I mean, I can read the footnotes, and those are several font styles smaller. But when I'm preaching, it's just easier for me to find that somebody went before me and said, you know, Bob Arthurs is going to need a Bible that's a little easier for him to read because he's constantly making contact, eye contact with the congregation. He's, even now, I'm not looking at my Bible. I'm looking at the computer screen. He's gone before us to equip us with the word of God. Why? Because in these last days, you need to know the word of God. You need the faith that God has given to you. And so God has gone before us to prepare for us. And here's the purpose of it. This is in verse number 3, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. Everything that God does is so that he is made known and that you can know him. So, I wish that I had the words that could convince people what a blessing it is. I want to move it beyond obligation. I want to move it into the realm of blessing. What a blessing it is to be able to gather together with other saints. We are blessed. We've got churches on almost every street corner. Sometimes there's 2, 3, even 4 churches on street corners. There's one on every side. And you know what? God has placed those people, those churches there, so that people would come and hear the word of God, so that they would know that Jesus loves them. Here we are in the most gospel-saturated country on the face of the earth, and there are still too many people who don't know Jesus. You say, here we are, the richest nation on earth, and there are too many people in poverty. Absolutely. I would agree with that. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. We're one of the most technologically advanced countries in the world. And sometimes we can even figure out how to set the clock on our microwave. There's a lot of blessings that are here, but if you don't know about the blessing, if you don't know how to operate it, it's a tragedy. And I want you to know that everything that God does in your life, the fact that he knows you by name, that he created you on purpose for his purpose in April of 2022, that he's anointed you, that he holds you by his right hand, and that he set you up for victory. He goes before you. He makes impossible things possible. He sets you up for blessing and success at every turn. And the reason for all of that is so that you would know that he is God. A little bit later, God tells Cyrus, I've even called you by name. I've named you, though you don't even know me. God's been working in some of our lives before we were ever Christians. He was working in our lives, protecting us, ordering steps, directing paths, building relationships, surrounding you with believers, surrounding you with family members of faith, all so that you would know him. And he said, I'm the Lord, and I call you by name. I remember I came home from a district event, and I told my wife, I said, the district superintendent asked how you were doing by name. It might have been a meeting. And she said, no, he didn't. I said, yes, he did. He knows you by name, knows you by sight. Now, this was very early in our pastorate. And when we first came into the district, nobody knew who we were. We didn't come here because of ministry connections. We came here in response to the call of God, but it was a business that transferred us. And so we've built relationships one at a time, missionary upon missionary. And you might feel like nobody knows you, nobody pays attention to you, nobody cares if you live or nobody cares if you die. I want you to know none of that's true. None of that is true. God does know you. He knows everything about you. And the number one thing that he wants for you in your life is not financial success, it's spiritual success. It's not success at the job or success at the home. It's success in knowing who he is and how much he loves you and what a great and glorious plan he has for your life. If you don't know him, cry out to him today and ask him to come into your life. He's the perfect stranger. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.